Hello, it's not Paul, it's me, Verso. Yes, it's me, I'm still in the chair. Third hour, been here since 12. Right, so what we got for you today, we've got, well, the Ultimate 80s. I broke it down into three little sections, three hourly sections. First one I'm going to play you is All About the Ladies. Then we're going to, second hour is The Lunatics Have Taken Over the Asylum. And then the third hour, it's my top 10 of songs that I love from the 80s. So we better get started, haven't we? And as I said, the first hour is All About the Ladies. All the songs, apart from the very first one, are by female artists. But this one is about one of the world's greatest ever females. It's OMD, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, with Joan of Arc. Opener. Yes, even if I so say myself, that's a fantastic song. Now, OMD weren't really a band that I was a big fan of in the 80s. So I listened to them a couple of times. I think one of my sister's old boyfriends left Dazzle Ships, the 1983 LP round, so I played that a couple of times. But as I say, they weren't really big. Then I saw them play Ipswich live in September, and wow, brilliant. And I'm off to see them again later this year in Saffron Walden and Essex. So yeah, I love them. And so what we're doing, we're going to do the ladies hour for you now, and we're going to start with quite a dark song, but I think the lady played Ipswich last week or a couple of weeks ago. It's Suzanne Vega with Luca.
You My name is Luca. I live on the second floor. I live upstairs from you. Guess I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of trouble, some kind of fight, just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. I think it's 'cause I'm clumsy. I try not to talk too loud. Maybe it's because I'm crazy. I try not to act too proud. Only hit till you cry. After that, you don't ask why. You just don't argue anymore. Just don't argue anymore. Just don't argue anymore. Yes, I think I'm okay. Walked into the door again. If you ask, that's what I'll say. It's not your business anyway. I guess I'd like to be alone. Nothing broken, nothing wrong. Just don't ask me how I am. Just don't ask me how I am. Just don't ask me how I am. My name is Luca. I live on the second floor. I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of trouble, some kind of fight, just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. They only hit till you cry. After that, you don't ask why. You just don't argue anymore. Just don't argue anymore. Just don't argue anymore.
Fabulous song. Right, next one. What we got next for you? Oh, we got one. It's a triple whammy for the ladies. It's sung by Kim Cairns, written by Jackie DeShannon and Donna Weiss, and it's all about Betty Davis. Fantastic. And it is, of course, Betty Davis Eyes. Now it got to where they go to number, yeah, peak number 10 in the UK. And because Kim Cairns, she was sort of a bit part singer, a bit country. Yeah, she'd done a lot down the country thing, but she's probably more known for songwriting, and she's done an awful lot with Kenny Rogers. Now, I think, you know, the Three Wheels on My Wagon, New Christie Minstrels, I think she done the backing vocals in there. I'll have to dig that out and see if I can find out on that one. Anyway, Betty Davis Eyes.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn her music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you, she'll unease you, her better just to please you. She's potions, and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got Greta Garbo stand off side. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll let you take her home with her appetite. She'll lay you on the throne. She got Betty Davis eyes. She'll take a tumble on you, roll you like you were dice, until you come out blue. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you off your feet with the crumbs she throws you. She's ferocious and she knows just what it takes to make it pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you, she'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make it pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. Tease you, she'll unease you, just to please you. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you. She knows you.
Oh, that stops quite sharp, doesn't it? Now, again, fantastic song. I'm going to say that to nearly every song today, because apart from three or four that some of my friends pick later, all the songs in these 3 hours I picked. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. Right, I'm going to try a little attempt at German now. Ein bisschen Frieden. Ein bisschen Frieden. Now, those German among you, if I've got it wrong, I apologise, but that's translated into English as a little bit of peace. Now, back in 1982, that won Eurovision, a record margin of 61 points for Germany. And, yeah, that was in the UK, wasn't it? Because we won it in 81 with Bucks Fizz, so we had it the following year. And I believe it was in Harrogate. Yeah, and there was a 17-year-old German schoolgirl won it with that. And then she translated it into English, and it became, another little stat for you, full of stats, another little stat for you is that it became the 500th different UK number one. So here is Nicole a little bit. Oh, just one more thing. We went to town when I was 12, yeah. Me and my sisters went to town. I can't remember what my older sister Tracy bought, but my sister Paula bought this, and I bought the Scotland World Cup song, We Have a Dream. Brilliant.
Just like a bird that can no longer fly, I'm feeling like The new licensee of the Falcon Inn in Malton. I just want to tell you what we are up to. Fancy a Sunday lunch? Hope cooking is our speciality. We have a lovely brand new function room and beer garden with some lovely outside space. Makes the Falcon Inn ideal for private parties or just sitting in the sunshine. Check out our programmes of live music, karaoke and quizzes. Why not pop in and say hello? We know you will be surprised. Our staff will give everyone a friendly smile and a warm welcome. Search the Falcon Inn Malton on Facebook or call us on 01394 285774. That's 01394 285774. Hopefully see you soon. Bye.
If I'm going out on my new paddleboard, the last thing I'm taking is my phone, right? Buoyancy aid, fine. But mobile? My whole life's on that phone. Why would I risk losing it in the... Coast Guard, help!
Okay, help's on its way.
Grab my hand!
Phone. In a waterproof pouch. It's the first thing I pack now.
In an emergency at the coast, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard. And please, respect the water.
Felix Toll Radio. Felix Toll Radio.
Good afternoon, you're listening to the Ultimate 80s with me, Verzo, sitting in for Paul, who's having some family time. Now, I'm doing a bit of a ladies' hour. We've got some Sheena Easton next. Now, the song I'm going to play was called 9 Till 5, but then when it got released, they sort of tweaked it a little bit and called it Morning Train, so people didn't get confused with the Dolly Parton version. Now, it was written by the British songwriter Florrie Palmer, and it was about a woman who sits lovingly at home, waiting for her husband to come home from work. Oh, how times have changed. Anyway, let's play it.
Seems to last forever, and time goes slowly by. To be beneath. takes another home again to find me waiting for him.
He takes me to a movie or to a restaurant to go slow dancing. Anything I want, only when he's with me. I catch a light.
Gina Easton there. She had a fantastic career, I think, mainly in America. Done some acting as well, didn't she? And done some stuff with Prince, I think. Right, how about some more German? Yeah, 99 Luftballons. I think that might be right. Anyway, the UK version is 99 Red Balloons. And it was a song by Nena. And the fella who turned it into English was Kevin McAleer. He worked with Kate Bush, David Gilmour and Bartley James Harvest. Yeah, little bit of trivia for you. I do like chucking a bit of trivia. Right, so this is, of course, was a blinder number one when it all around the world. So let's have a play.
You and I.
Yeah.
Haunting, haunting. Right, I've got another haunting song for you now, and it's it's taken from the film and album Breaking Glass, sort of punk, isn't it? And produced by Tony Visconti. He done the Rider White Swan. He done a lot for T-Rex. Now, who am I talking about? Of course, I'm talking about Hazel O'Connor. Yeah, she. It was her fourth single from her debut album, and it's the only song that wasn't written specially for the film, but it's her biggest and best song. And Duran Duran toured with Hazel O'Connor before they become famous, and they said that the highlight of every single night was the saxophone bit in this song. Right, let's play it.
You drink your coffee and I sip my tea, and we're sitting here playing so cool, thinking what will be, will be.
Not knowing quite what local kitchen and bathroom service. Come and visit our showroom at 81 St Andrews Road, Felixstowe, for a complete bathroom and kitchen installation service. We can offer undertile heating, general building maintenance, plastering and electrical work. Why not contact a member of our customer service team to see how we can help on 01394 277 585. Opal Bathrooms, better by design.
HGVs have four zones around them where their visibility is limited. At the front, back, and both sides. If you don't know where they are, you could be sitting in one without even realising. Know the zones, pass safely, and where possible, don't linger next to an HGV. Look out for each other. Search Know the Zones, National Highways.
Broadside CCA Limited. We are a customs clearance agency. Is your company in the freight forwarding industry? Then you might just remember a time in the early 80s when we had to track down our EU drivers, then process all the paperwork after disembarking from the TFS ferry from Zeebrugge. Where did they get to? Why couldn't they just wade in their caps for us? We've lived through it all, Chief, Brexit, and now the new customs system, CDS. But we could not get through all of that without forging good partnership with our customers. Now this is where Broadside can help you and make it a smooth and easy process. If you need an import agent to process customs import documentation at Felixstowe, Tilbury, Liverpool or the sites covered by Community Network Services Limited, then look no further and call Alastair at Broadside Customs Clearance Agency Limited on 01394 286 200, that's 01394 286 200, or email info at broadsidecca.co.uk or via our website www.broadsidecca.co.uk. Broadside is an AEO approved by HMRC and has been trading since 2007. Terms and conditions are available on request.
Felixstowe Radio.
But you better not kill the groove.
Says I'm not alone. No more pain in no sun.
Felixstowe Radio.
Well, a cover version for you next. It's originally a hit for the Strangeloves in 1965. And also the same year, Brian Paul and the Tremolos had a hit with it. And 17 years later, Malcolm McLaren, his new band, Bow Wow Wow, they released it as a single off their EP, The Last of the Mohicans. And it got to number 10. And it was also, it was the first song of theirs to scrape into the top 60 in America. So here it is. And I do believe they're back. And they're touring, and I can't remember rightly if I'll be seeing them in Norwich in August. I might be. I can't remember. I'll have to have a look and let you know. You don't need to know anyway. Here's I Want Candy.
We'll be right back.
Right, how good was that? Lovely little song. Right, I've done a little bit of research, as I do. And I told you earlier a little bit about, bought some songs. I bought the Scotland We Have a Dream. My sister, Paula, she bought the Nicole. And my sister Tracy bought them and I'm about to play you. It was originally hit in 1977. Well, a minor, very minor hit. But then the radio stations got hold of it and really pumped it up in 1982. And, where did it get to in the UK? Let's have a little look. It got to number one. Of course it was. It was number one. And it's Charlene, I've Never Been to Me. Trouble playing so many great songs is that I get carried away and get dragged into the music and I forget to slide my buttons up. Never mind, I think I've done it right on time there. Now, one for you. The Go-Go's, do you remember them? They were a band sort of late 70s, early 80s, and Belinda Carlisle was involved with them with Jane Wedlin. And now the song I'm going to play you was co-written by Jane Wedlin and Terry Hall. He was of the Specials at the time. And then Fun Boy 3. Now, the Go-Go's obviously released it first, and then Fun Boy 3 done it later. Now, even though it was co-written by Terry Hall, the Go-Go's done the original. So what's the Funboy 3 version a cover, even though it was done by the bloke who wrote it? I think it was. That's another debate. We'll get that going one day, I think. Right, anyway, what's the song? It's Our Lips Are Sealed. Fantastic. Yeah, I do prefer that to the Funboy 3 version. Anyway, right, what have we got for you now? We've got one, two, got three left before we finish the first hour. Now, as I said, the first hour is all about ladies. Ladies in the 80s, apart from OMD, but that was about a lady, so I get away with that one. Then the second hour, I'm going to bring you The Lunatics Have Taken Over the Asylum. Two reasons. Funboy 3, obviously, and then the four or five songs after that, picked by my friends. So that ties in nicely with that, doesn't it? And then there's a few more from the 80s that I've picked. And then the final hour is I'm playing you a top 10, Verzo's top 10. And it's going to be the top 10 songs that I mean the most to me from the 80s. Right, so let's play a little bit of Kirsty MacColl. Now, this is from her album Desperate Character. Now, many people know Kirsty as the co-singer of the Pogues' Fairytale in New York, but it was far more to her than that. If you get 5 minutes, dig out some of her albums. Desperate Character, Kirsty MacColl, Kite, Electric Landlady, Titanic Days, and Tropical Brainstorm are the albums, and there's plenty of compilations out there with her on them. So, yeah, go and get them. So what's this one then? It's all about a guy who works down the chip shop and swears he's Elvis.
Well, I don't
So that's the guy who works down the chip shop, swears is Elvis. Now, a year or so later, that was, it was covered, well, and translated into Swedish by a Swedish singer. But the chip shop had gone, and it translated into the guy who works down the co-op, swears is Elvis. Fantastic. Here's Kate Bush with Babushka. Finish this first hour with Tiffany. I think we're alone now.
We'll be right back. clue.